So first of all, I think you did absolutely remarkable job.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's really very awesome. We're tired.
Yeah,
we are. They're probably tired. It's opening night, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
opening night.
You know, what was the most nerve-wracking part for me was being with him in a show together, because we're a couple in real life.
Thank you.
And that was what kind of heightened my energy a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you feel that too?
It was good to be able to like lean on each other.
It was comforting, and yet at the same time, it gave me more nerves, I think.
Yeah.
But I
thought it was a good opening. I thought it was a great opening. In fact, it's such a challenging show. It's one of those openings where adrenaline kind of gets you through half of it, and then the rest, you're like, I hope that power bar works.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you two did have remarkable chemistry together. At least now I see why.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Tell my mother.
I'll find a way. Are you looking to do more shows together? How do you find the experience?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I love it. I love working with him. I mean, I think he's one of the most talented actors I've ever met, and I'm serious. And
thank
it's
you.
An absolute it's joy to be on stage with him. And I think that's going back to what I was saying before about the nerves. I know how good he is, and so I want to make sure that we're up there together. You know, we push each other. We raise the bar for each other, I think. Is that fair to say?
That's really fair to say, because I kind of feel the exact same way. She went to Carnegie Mellon, by the way.
He teases me about this all the
time. So I have to, I mean, I've got to put on my game face every time I hit the stage with this one.
No, it's an absolute joy working together. It's really fun. We weren't sure what it was going to be like, but it's turned out to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really has. You know what it is? It's that sort of, when everything else is going wrong, you know, I always know that I can... Like, okay, she's got my back.
Yeah, it's true.
How did you prepare for your roles?
We've been asked by a lot of people, because we're a real-life couple, you know, do you take your work home a lot? And we actually don't. We make it a point to, when we go home together, we go home, and we keep the work at the theater. So in that respect, that was not preparation. I think our chemistry kind of is built in helping us with preparation.
What else? God.
Well, specifically Elizabeth.
Specifically for Elizabeth, I think my prep has been making myself emotionally available for the role. It's because she is such a closed off, guarded person, which she then ultimately at the end apologizes for and says forgive me and takes part of the blame, which I think is the most courageous thing. And I think the biggest challenge for me has been discovering that level of courage. It's something that I think very few people can really grasp, and that's been the big thing for me. So my prep has been just kind of wrapping my mind around that. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
For me, it was to hit the ground running, to give 100% at the first rehearsal, because it's such a tour de force role.
Yeah.
And to make strong choices immediately. We're lucky in that we've done the show before. I'm very familiar with the show. I saw, I saw Martin Sheen do it on Broadway years ago. I've seen the movie. I've seen a couple of the original productions of it. We did original production of it together.
But in different roles.
Just to spend some time in John's shoes, you know. We've been to Salem, which is kind of neat. The director, Heather, was right, because we did research. We knew about the time period. We knew about custom. In fact, the prayer that we say before our meal is an actual Puritan prayer. That sort of thing, little details like that, were incredibly helpful. I gotta be straight up and say that I don't think it's done by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's one of those shows that I don't think you're ever fully done exploring a role like John Proctor. And I want to, as much as possible, get close to who he might have been as a person. I think I owe him that.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree, actually. That's actually one of my favorite characters in all of literature. I took an acting class once, and we had to do a monologue, and I picked John Proctor.
Oh, that's so cool.
That was really very good strange.
For you.
No, very strange. But yeah, you did a lot better than I did. But yeah, it's a really, really challenging, remarkable role. It's absolutely one of my favorite characters in anything that's ever been written. Because he's very virtuous and very flawed. And there's always the scale that never really tips in either direction until he's really great.
Yeah.
So, kudos to both of you. You guys did
Thank
a
you.
Remarkable job.
Thank you very much. Thanks. It's been Thank a pleasure you. To do it. Thank you for coming.
Of course. Well, yeah, when I heard about the crucible,
let's
go.
Yeah,
it's the crucible.
Yeah, I know, right? I can't miss the crucible.
Well, I mean, and with so many productions that are going on right now, I mean, there's another one in Brooklyn. They're just
yeah, there's a lot of
source,
productions.
So it's like
doing the crucible.
New York's got crucible fever.
Manhattan Theater Source did it.
Oh, wow. And a place in Brooklyn, the place that did it in the actual
farmhouse. They did it in like
Stone
a farmhouse.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah,
I just knew about this one.
That's
good.
I know. Let's see them all and compare them.
Are you guys going to see the other crucible?
One's closed.
Yeah, it's too late for that one.
No, I mean, just like we purposely didn't watch the movie before, you know?
I understand.
Because we wanted to bring something fresh to it. Something interesting, too.
I washed my left foot, though. That helps.
Something I wanted to tell you, and I might as well tell you at this interview, I had a moment towards the end when I was talking about how Giles Corey died with the pressing of the stones. And I got so overwhelmed because obviously I know we're telling this story and it's such an important story to tell, but in that moment, I had this this huge wave of, oh my God, this really happened and this is really important and everyone must know it, and it just
came out.
It was amazing. And I think that's the biggest prep, is knowing, constantly reminding yourself that this is something that's so important in its history that repeated itself later with McCarthy, you know, which is huge.
And I think everybody in the audience,
that's scary about it.
I think everybody asks the same play that I do every time I see and read it, which is, what would I do in that situation?
Yeah. It really actually marks your character.
Yeah. You know, could I be this good? You know.
In that situation, I agree. I completely agree. I think that's one of the reasons it's such a difficult play.
Yeah.
Because it really, really explores human nature so
hard. Oh, it puts it right face front.
That's so true.
So, going from that, what are some other plays that you like?
That we like?
Mm-hmm. Your favorite?
My favorite is, it's a tie between Our Town, Thornton Wilder's Our Town, and Tennessee Williams' Streetcar Named Desire. Those are my tie. I've done both of them, and I love them equally.
Who did you play?
I played Emily in Our Town and Stella in Streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's brilliant writing, just like with The Crucible. It's something that leaves the audience with a huge lesson. You know, whether it's in Our Town, love life while you're in it, or in this, try to be the best person you are, and it really makes you look at your own character and turn the mirror on yourself and look at yourself and say, am I that courageous as Elizabeth Proctor? Am I as courageous as John Proctor? And in Streetcars, why do I love Streetcar? It's just brilliant. It's a brilliant play.
God.
Because it's about human. I tend to, and I think you would probably agree with this for you, I tend to gravitate towards plays that really expose human nature, the character of humans. And like the Streetcar, Stella is, you know, people leave saying, well, I get that, you know, yeah, he beats her up all the time, but I kind of understand why she stays with him. You know, it makes you look at like the ugly sides of people and realize and their insecurities, and those are my favorite plays.
Are we talking plays or musicals? Or we do both.
Yeah,
musical
we do musical theater
yeah.
as well. We met doing a production in Greece, by the way.
The lead, I'm guessing.
He was Danny Zuko, and I was Rizzo.
It's just like The Crucible.
It was a match made in heaven.
Except with Grease Lightning.
Who would have thought 4.5 years later? It's our 4.5 year anniversary today.
Oh, congratulations! I'm sorry, hey. Is this on your 4.5 year anniversary?
Oh, please, no, it's not fine.
Congratulations. Wow,
thanks.
Yeah, it's not weird.
Honestly,
yeah.
Congratulations, and the premiere, too.
Thanks.
Lots of things to celebrate.
Yeah,
yeah
very cool.
Right?
Very
good
cool.
Night.
It's fantastic.
So plays.
Yeah. You can do musicals, too.
Oh, God, there's so many. I mean, that's why I'm here. I will echo her. We're big Tennessee Williams fans. I think a lot of plays hit you at a certain time in your life when they're supposed to hit you. I just recently, I did a production of Rabbit Hole, and I thought, oh my God, David Lindsay Avair is like this new amazing playwright. We both saw August Osage County a ton of times. I think that's a new American classic.
I don't think I've ever seen that one, but I am familiar with Rabbit Hole, though.
Yeah, okay. Rabbit Hole's pretty
good. Yeah, and I mean, it's just, I think it's an exciting time to be an actor and for theater, because the stuff that's happening right now is just, I think it's a combination of traditional and very classic, what's the word I'm looking for? Stories and themes brought into this contemporary relevance, which I think people need to hear. It's like, okay, if nobody's gonna, you know, listen to certain plays anymore, then let's make them new and make them more exciting. And I think it's what's gonna save the theater. Yeah, I mean, we're so lucky. I'm dying to see half the stuff that's on Broadway right now. We just can't afford it.
I had a professor in undergrad tell me once that theater, the point of theater is for people to get the opportunity for an audience to sit in the dark for 2.5 hours and watch someone else live out their problems.
Yeah.
And I think that is just the most beautiful, true state.
I thought that for once. And actually tonight, too, that you're actually watching someone have a real-life argument, but you're kind of hiding behind a curtain, and they don't realize that you're there. That's actually exactly what
Yeah, true.
So, yeah,
let us do our problem. Let us fight your wars for you, and maybe you can learn from it. You know?
Whose birthday is it?
Someone. And it's your anniversary.
Congratulations. Should get something.
Or a glass of wine. That's all I'm gonna get.
So I don't want to keep you anymore. Is there anything else either of you would like to say?
Please come see the show.
Yeah, please come see the show.
I know it's not the kind of show that people run up to see, because it's not, you know, it's not a musical, it doesn't end happily, but it's an incredibly important show. You know, most people don't remember it from when they studied it when they were a junior in high school, and it's one of those shows that need to be revisited. Needs to be revisited, absolutely. So if you get a chance, and it's cheap.
Yeah, it's really cheap.
It's very affordable.
It's true.
And very high quality.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you both very much.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.